Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperson would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Sometimes I climb so far, only to backslide. Lord, I may be sliding back, but I will not abandon ship.
As you know, our church has a mission to do, and that mission God gave to me to make disciples, fill them with the fire of God, and obedient to the word of God, so that we will go out to establish the spirit-filled and biblical churches all over the world. Amen. My dreams, my vision, I want to see the fire everywhere in the world. The whole globe, you can see revival churches all over the world. Amen. I have a privilege to go to Las Vegas soon, not to ka-ching, ka-ching, because I don't like to ka-ching, ka-ching, but I want to go there to spread the fire. Amen. And I just got a phone call yesterday to go to Indonesia. So I plan to go to Indonesia in November for a couple of days. They want me to go and spread the fire of God. There are people over there very, very hungry for the things of God. I pray that one day we will go to Japan again. We will go to Korea. We will touch and bless the nation. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Before I preach, I want to say one thing here, that I have a conversation with the Lord on, in fact, a Monday or Tuesday. I have a conversation with the Lord. And the Lord asked me this question: what kind of church I call you to build? And I say, I know in my heart, I have conviction in my heart that you want me to build a church that people are on fire, will just surrender to God and see God as number one in their life. And whatever God wants to do, they will say yes to God. They will not quench the Holy Spirit. They will not say no to God. If God wants to move to 2 p.m. today, they will say, yes, God, you can move to 2 p.m. If God says, I will move to 12 o'clock, you will say, yes, God, I'm willing. I'm willing for you to do anything. And the Lord spoke back to me. He said this way: you will get the kind of people that you portray yourself to them. If you portray yourself to them as a quick drive-through church, 1 hour service, you're going to get those kind of people join your church. But if you build a church that you portray that this church is 100% with God, living for the kingdom, you're going to get that kind of people to join the church. I mean, but whoever join our family will be the kind of people that can say, God, 100%. God, we live for the kingdom. Nothing else less. We need the word of God. We need the fire of God. We need to live for the great commission. Amen. And that's my conviction. And I cannot live below my conviction. I have to go with whatever God called me to do. If I don't follow the conviction by the Holy Spirit, I am sinning against God. I don't want to do something else, but my heart say another thing. I'm going to do whatever God tell me to do in the church. I see that our church is full with people who on fire. Want everything that God has for them. Amen. How many people agree with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Today, I have an important message to you. But before I preach the message, I have a question. If I promise you to give you $100,000, everyone say, oh, wow, that's great. If I really, and you check my bank account and I have that $100,000, I'm not lying. I say that I have $100,000 to give to you. But what you need to do is at 3 p.m. on Sunday, April 22nd, year 2006, you need to show up at 2007. I'm sorry. I just want to check you. You're awake or not. 2007. You need to show up at 1004 Northeast 126th Street, Seattle 98015. 98125. I'm sorry. 98125. At 3 p.m. punctually. If you go there late 1 minute, you will miss $100,000. But you go there punctual, you get it. How many people will show up there today at 3 p.m.? Oh, a lot of people donate $100,000. Amazing. I can't believe it. You need a brain transplant. I will go there myself for sure. And Pastor Da will show up $100,000. Amen. For free. No string attached. This is what I'm going to preach today. God wants to give to you many good things from heaven. What I tried to tell you a while ago is that I tell you the method to get $100,000. And God has His method too for you to get even better than $100,000. The blessing from heaven. And that is in the very simple foundational principle of the doctrine of Christ recorded in the book of Hebrews chapter 6. And you can see this throughout the Bible. And that is the doctrine of the laying on of hands. God used the laying on of hands to give to you the blessing. We have learned already in many weeks or many Sundays that laying on of hand is used by God to impart the fire of the Holy Spirit or the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We learned already that the laying on of hand is used by God to impart the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Today we're going to learn that the laying on of hand is used by God. It's the method that God uses today to impart the blessing. How many people want the blessing? Amen. That's why whenever I go to any church meeting and when the righteous leader want to lay hand, I never miss that laying on of hand. I will go out because I want blessing from God. I want to go to that altar call and get the blessing from God. And today we're going to learn that laying on of hand is a way that God used to bless you. One of the ways. We can see from the Old Testament already in the book of Genesis. We can see that God uses this method even in the old day. In Genesis chapter 48 verse 14, the Bible says, "And Israel," or Jacob, "reached out his right hand and laid it on the head of Ephraim, who was the younger, and his left hand on Manasseh's head, crossing his hands intentionally, for Manasseh was the firstborn." In this situation, Joseph, the son of Jacob, wanted his father or the grandfather of his sons to be blessed by the grandfather. So he brought the older son to the right hand of Jacob or Israel, and the younger son, Ephraim, to the left hand. But purposefully, Jacob put the hand across like this to bless the younger son with the bigger blessing and the lesser blessing to the older son. In fact, if you read the scripture in Genesis chapter 48, you find out that Joseph even say, Dad, stop. I think you're wrong. This is not right. You need to put the right hand on the older son, because in the Jewish culture, the right hand means the greater blessing. And the older son should get the bigger blessing than the younger son. But Joseph confirmed that this is led by the Holy Spirit. He wants to bless the younger son more. You can see in the Old Testament here that laying on of hand was used in the Old Testament, even at the time of the book of Genesis, to bless somebody. Amen. Everyone say blessing. In the New Testament, Jesus used the same method. If you read in Mark chapter 10 verse 16, "And he took them up in his arms and put his hands on them," meaning on the children, "and blessed them." He put his hands on them and blessed them. Laying on of hand by faith in the name of Jesus is a method that God uses to impart the blessing from heaven to the receiver. Look at Matthew chapter 19 verses 13 to 15. "Then little children were brought to him that he might put his hands on them." You can see that the mentality of the Jewish people 2,000 years ago, of the time of Jesus, they believe in the laying on of hand. They wanted to bring the children to him and say, "Put your hand on them." They know that if Jesus put his hand on them, they would be blessed and pray. But the disciple rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me. Do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." And he laid his hands on them and departed from there. So you can see here that Jesus used the method of laying on of hands to bless the children. Everyone say, Laying on of hands is impartation of the blessings. Amen. That's why many times I lay hand on my children. I lay hand on my wife. I lay hand on people. I walk around on church on Sunday and lay hand on people and grab their hand, touch them to bless them. I believe I do it by faith and they shall be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only the just generally any blessing that God wants to give to people. Laying on of hand also imparts victory and deliverance. And I'm going to show you in the Old Testament. The laying on of hand imparts the victory. Everyone say victory. Everyone say deliverance. In 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 15 to 17, this is another significant act of laying on of hand that happened when the king, Joash, the king of Israel, went down to pay the final last respect to the prophet named Elisha, who laid his hand upon King Joash. What happened at that time, King Joash had to fight with a great army of Syria. And King Joash of Israel knew that it was very difficult work to do, to deliver the children of Israel from this army. And what happened? Let's read 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 15 to 17. And Elisha, the prophet, said to him, "Take a bow and some arrows." So he took himself a bow and some arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, "Put your hand on the bow." So he put his hand on it. He obeyed. And Elisha put his hands, listen carefully, Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. There is a laying on of hand here. And he said, "Open the east window." And he opened it. Then Elisha said, "Shoot." And he shot. And he said, "The arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For you must strike the Syrians at Aphek till you have destroyed them." You can see the spiritual symbolism here in this scripture. To open the east window and shoot the arrow toward the east mean victory over the army of Syria. Joash has to lead the army of Israel to fight with Syria. But you notice one thing that Elisha did. Elisha put his hand on the hand of the king. To do what? This is an interesting lesson. To, number one, acknowledge that God ordained, God appointed King Joash to be the deliverer of Israel. Everyone say acknowledge. Not only the acknowledgement, but he also imparted something. He imparted the grace. He imparted the authority. He imparted the wisdom. He imparted the victory. He imparted deliverance. He imparted the power from heaven into the hands of Joash. So that when Joash went out to fight the battle, he would overcome the enemy. Amen. Laying on of hands is the way to impart the victory. How many people want victory in your life? Amen. How many people need deliverance in your life? Something come against you and you say, "I need victory in my life." God used this method. You remember when Moses was old and then Joshua needed to fulfill the appointed task from God in his life. What happened? Moses brought Joshua in front of the congregation and in front of the Lord. And then Moses lay his hand on Joshua and imparted the grace, imparted the victory, imparted the wisdom, imparted the power and authority upon Joshua. And Joshua took over the leadership. And after that, he won the battle in the land of Canaan, in the promised land. There was an impartation. There is impartation of faith, the victory, the blessing through the laying on of hands. That's why many Christians miss the big blessing in the church, because they don't understand about the power of the laying on of hands. And they don't even practice the laying on of hand. When you learn and you understand, you have faith by hearing of the word of God. Faith come by hearing and hearing of the word of God. And you practice the laying on of hand, you're going to see great blessing and great victory in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Impart the blessing. Imparting the victory. And number three, imparting the power of healing. Everyone say healing. I just have experiences. 2 Saturdays ago, I was on the way back from vacation, and suddenly I have significant pain in my sinus here. I know it's a sinus headache because I'm a neurosurgeon. I understand the symptom very well. So I know that there's a sinus headache. In fact, tried to take Tylenol and went to the flight attendant and asked for ibuprofen and something else like decongestant. And I came back and the pain was so severe to the point that I wanted to throw up and I wanted to collapse. But my wife said, let me lay hand on you and pray for you. So she lay hand on my head and pray in the name of Jesus, this headache must go away. And it was about 5 hours before I reached Seattle. I mean, I was thinking about 5 hours living in this pain. Is this not fun? It's very suffering. After she lay hand on me, I just put my head down and I just fell asleep. I woke up 15 minutes later. All the pain was totally gone. Amen. And I cannot thank God enough for the laying on of hands. Amen. I remember one time, this is a true story. I had history of allergy. In other words, I always, every spring here, I would have big time sneezing, running nose, itching eyes, and the eye become red because of the hay fever. And I never forget, I think around 1989, at that time, Chi Ren just accepted Christ. Chi Ren was a new believer. I went to visit Chi Ren in North Seattle area. And I was teaching them 9 Jesus Command, the new basic lesson to the new believer. At that time, the church was small, so I went out to visit all the new believer myself. I went to teach him. They saw me. He saw me like I was so suffering, sneezing and could not breathe. All the things just stuffed in my nose. And you know what happened? Chi Ren said, can I pray for you? He lay hand on me. And since that day, I never have any more hay fever. And he was a new believer. Amen. The laying on of hand is powerful. Even a young believer can lay hand on the preacher. And I got healed. Amen. Look at the Bible. The Old Testament people expected healing from the laying on of hand. In 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 11. But Naaman was a foreigner. He was not a Jew. And he was afflicted. Actually, he was a very powerful commander of an army. But Naaman became furious. Naaman, he was afflicted by leprosy. And you know that in the old day, there was no medication. Leprosy is an incurable disease at that time. He became furious. What happened? He went to Elisha to look for healing, for miracle. And went away and said, he was mad at Elisha because Elisha didn't do something he wanted. Look at what he said. Indeed, I say to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord, his God, and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy. So you can see that even Naaman, the Gentile, believed that when the man of God waved the hand in the name of the Lord, lay hand, the healing shall happen. Amen. So laying on of hand, even in the Old Testament, is related to the healing power. My dear brother, sister, as I shared with you a while ago about that young man who was afflicted by brain cancer, I walked out of that room, I was so mad. Because I know that from the medical point of view, as a neurosurgeon, I cannot cure this man. I told him up front that this third surgery is not going to cure you. No matter what I do, it's not going to be a cure. You need the miracle of God. And I walked out of that room, I did 2 things. Number one, I say to God, God, give me the miracle working power, the healing power from heaven like Jesus. I want to have that power to heal the sick like Jesus, like Paul, like Peter. When the shadow of Peter fell on the sick, they will recover. They will heal. Amen. I want that miracle working power from God because I'm so mad at sickness every single day. As a doctor sitting in the office, I'm so mad at sickness. Yesterday, I just admitted one lady just 40 years old with a brain cancer. I was so mad when I look at the MRI. That's one thing that I did. I prayed to God to ask for the gift of healing. But the second thing, I was talking to God. God, no matter how many people think I'm crazy in this church, No matter how many people think that this is nuts, that the guy lay hand on people every Sunday, bring the fire of God, and people fall under the power and laugh and have shaking, whatever, every Sunday. God, I love the members of this church so much. Maybe people who visit the church may not like me because I lay hand and people fall down. But one thing is that I'm responsible for the member of this church. The guest is one thing, they have their own church. But the members, I'm responsible. So, I'm going to keep laying on of hand. I'm going to keep inviting the fire of God to come and burn demons out of people. Burn cancer, arthritis out of people. I tell you the truth. One day when you go to heaven and you turn on the videotape, or not videotape, DVD. Videotape is too old now. DVD. Or maybe at that time we don't have DVD anymore. We have a special whatever technology by that time. When you turn on your life story, you look back in the church all these 10 years, 15 years in New Hope International Church, you can thank God. You can see that when Pastor Lau lay hand, Pastor Cesar lay hand, Pastor Da lay hand, you see demon jump out of you, the cancer demon, the family spirit of cancer that attacked your grandparents many years ago, jump out of you. And you live a long life, healthy, prosperous, and strong, and no one gets sick in this church. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to stop laying on of hands. I'm not going to stop moving in the fire of God because I love you so much. I don't want you to get sick and go to the doctor. I want you to be healthy and strong because I believe in the laying on of hands. I believe in faith. I believe in the power of God. Amen. I believe that God wants to give us the best. Look at Jesus. Even Jesus command what we should do in Mark chapter 16, verse 18. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands. Who are they? Not the preacher. Not the evangelist. Not the pastor. They mean all the people who believe in God. You. They. It's you. Lay hands on the sick. That's why when Pastor Da lay hand on me, I was healed. When Chiren lay hand on me, I was healed. They will lay hand on the sick and they will recover. I want to read a few scripture here to show you quickly that when Jesus was walking on earth, he was doing, we call a touching ministry. He lay hand a lot. Everyone say a lot. That's why we want to follow the ministry of Jesus Christ. One thing I want to do is to become like Christ. I want to walk like Christ. I want to preach like Christ. I want to see things happen like Christ. I imagine myself if I walked with Christ 2,000 years ago. What happened at that time? It should happen today because we still have the same Holy Spirit. Look at what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Matthew 8:15. So he touched her hand and the fever left her. Matthew 9:18. While he spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshipped him and saying, my daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live. You notice that this ruler did not say, come and raise her up or come and heal her. He said, come and lay your hand on her. The Jewish people in the Old Testament and New Testament believe in the laying on of hand from the anointed man of God. In Matthew chapter 20, verse 34, so Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight and they follow him. Touch, lay hand. Touch, lay hand. Mark chapter 1, verse 41. Then Jesus moved with compassion, stretched out his hands and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. In Luke chapter 4, verse 40, when the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him and he laid his hands. Jesus did not give out Tylenol or Prozac or Valium. He did not pull out the scalpel knife. The Bible says he lay his hands on every one of them and healed them. Amen. Do you know that your hand has the power of the Holy Spirit inside you? Amen. If you go out by faith and lay hand on the sick, you will see miracle, healing happen. Mark chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, meaning Jesus, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly and saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and perform an operation. Give him some Valium, cardiac shock." That's what he said? No. "Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed." God showed us in the Bible that laying on of hand is related to imparting the healing power from heaven. In Luke chapter 13, verse 13, "And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God." Lay hand again. Matthew chapter 8, verse 3, "Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him. I'm willing, be cleansed." Immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. You can see here that the story about Jairus. Jairus did not go to Jesus and say, "Come to my home and heal my daughter." He didn't say, "Come to my home and pray for her or make an intercession for her." He said, "Come to my home and lay hand on her." They believe in the doctrine of the laying on of hands. This man believed. In fact, if you read the story, that his daughter died before Jesus arrived the house. But Jesus raised her up from the dead. Jesus performed a miracle by touching her. The power of touching, the power of laying on of hand, the power of God is in your hand. Amen? Amen. And Jesus commanded the disciple, you and me. Why teach all these things? Because number one of these days, many of you are going to go out and establish some revival churches somewhere, maybe in the Big Island. I'm going to go visit them very often. Some of you may establish the churches in Oahu. Oh, I go there very often too. Because I like to speak in tongue, Waikiki, Waikiki. Hanamabe, Hanamabe. Snorkeling, snorkeling. No, I'm just kidding. Some of you may establish a church in Tokyo. I like to go there too because I like sushi. And miso soup. Some of you may establish a church in Mexico. I like to go there too with you, to help you. Because I like... what else? Escarada. Enchilada? Okay, enchilada. Some of you may establish a church in Vietnam. Oh, I like to go there because I like Cha Yo. And Bun Thit Nuang. And Pho. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to go there and preach the gospel. You're going to go there and lay hand on the sick. You're going to go there and perform signs and wonders. Now I want to inject to you the faith. Inject to you the truth of God. Because one of these days you need it to plant church, to establish a church. Amen. You may go to the downtown Seattle and by faith you lay hand on people on the street and demons jump out of them. And they get healed by faith. It's about faith. Is that right? In the name of Jesus Christ. Not only that, one of these days, you may yourself, like me, need somebody to lay hand on you. One of these days, we may be sick. Maybe a flu, maybe bladder infection or something. So when people lay hand on you, you need to receive by faith. Believe that this laying on hand is going to bring healing from heaven to me. You may be on the receiver side. Or maybe one of these days your kids are sick. Maybe your whole family, everyone throw up and have a flu. And you are the only dad in the house that is not sick. What are you going to do? Lay hand on them. In the name of Jesus, I command fever and vomiting to go away right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm not against going to see doctor, okay? But you need to lay hand first before going to see the doctor. Amen. And you see that laying on of hands and healing the sick are intended by Jesus to use in preaching the gospel all over the world. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18, "And he said to them, 'Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And this sign will follow those who believe.'" How many people are believers here? "Those signs will follow those who believe." You are the candidate to lay hand on people. And this sign will follow those who believe in my name. You need to lay hand in the name of Jesus. Okay? To lay hand with expectation by faith to believe in healing. In my name, they shall cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. When the pastor who invited me to go to Indonesia talked to me yesterday, I say, I'm going to cast out a lot of demons in Indonesia this time. I'm going to cast them out. Because I believe that when I go in the name of Jesus, I will cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hand on the sick and they will recover. Jesus tied the laying on of hand on the sick with preaching of the gospel of the kingdom of God. In other words, if you're going to go out and preach the gospel, you need to know how to lay hand on people. You need to believe in healing. Why God bring healings to the eyes of the non-believers? Because he wants to prove to them the authority, the power, and the truth of the gospel. He wants to prove to them that our God that we preach is a God of mercy and compassion. He is a powerful God. He is supernatural above the sickness and disease of the earth. Amen. He wants to prove to the non-believer that the God that you preach is a real God. Amen. You are not just preaching theory. 2 days ago, I was watching the YouTube about a cultish leader from somewhere in the Central America who claimed to be Jesus and Antichrist at the same time and get everyone to put 666 on their shoulder. And this man said that, I don't heal the sick like Jesus. No sin, no demon, no hell. Oh, a lot of people like that. No sin, no demon, no hell. A lot of people follow that kind of cultish leader. But I don't need to heal the sick. But they say no, because the gospel says if you go out preach Jesus, you need to heal the sick. You need to lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. Confirming the power of the gospel of the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the cross. We need to confirm it with signs and wonders by laying on of hands. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verse 20, and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming, everyone say confirming. Confirming the word, mean the gospel, through the accompanying signs, which include speaking in tongues, casting out demons, nothing can harm them, and healing the sick through the laying on of hands in the names of the Lord. Amen. You are authorized. You are authorized to lay hand on the sick, every one of you. Amen. You can see Paul practiced the laying on of hand in the Bible. Paul preached the gospel. One day, Paul faced a shipwreck and he was thrown into an island. And what happened in that island? The father of the ruler of that island got sick. And what did Paul do? Look at Acts chapter 28, verses 8 to 9. And it happened that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and dysentery. Paul went into him and prayed, and he laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. Praise the Lord. So after he healed that man by the laying on of hands and praying in the name of the Lord, what happened? A lot of people came and get healed as well. Should we believe that our brother and sister in the church will experience this kind of thing? That we go out and lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. How many people believe that God can use your hand? The life of God is in you. Everyone say, the life of God is in me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not only the blessing, not only victory, not only power of healing. The Bible says the laying on of hand also can create signs and wonders. I never forget that I was standing in a hotel, big hotel in Japan one day. And the broadcast say that tomorrow on Sunday, there will be a big snowstorm. There is no way you can get out of the hotel. This is the worst snowstorm in Tokyo in the past 10 years. I remember I was standing at the window of the hotel and I put my hand up and point my hand toward the sky and say, in the name of Jesus, I command the snow will not come tomorrow so that I can go to church and preach the gospel. And the next day, the sky was blue, but there was no snow. Hand can bring miracle, signs and wonders. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at Acts chapter 5. Then you say, where is it in the Bible? It's in the Bible. Acts chapter 5, verse 12. The Bible says, through the hands of the apostle, many signs and wonders were done among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Acts chapter 14, verse 3. The Bible says, therefore, they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. When I read all this scripture, I have an imagination that the early church in the book of Acts looked like our church. They lay hands a lot. Because the Bible says, through the hands of the apostles, I believe it. They lay hands all the time like our church. So to me, the church that doesn't lay hands is unbiblical. Because in the early church, they lay hands a lot. And signs and wonders happen a lot. Amen. Sign and wonder, maybe you never get pregnant. You want to get pregnant, you get pregnant. Maybe you want to get married. And you wait for a long time, lay hands on you. Signs and wonders happen. Suddenly a man show up and want to marry you. Amen. Or maybe you have the crooked teeth. Lay hands on you, the teeth come normal. Signs and wonders. Amen. Look at Acts chapter 19, verses 11 to 12. Now you see the picture of the church that Jesus wants to build. The church that used the laying on of hand. Amen. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 to 12. Now God worked unusual. I like this scripture. I quote this scripture for myself all the time. God worked unusual miracle by the hands of Dr. Lau, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Laying on of hands caused deliverance. Demon will leave. I pray that one of these days you will go to Thailand with me to see when I lay hand on thousands of people. When I lay hand on them, you can see demon come out a lot. Demon come out of people. Some people scream. And I just went there and said, stop right now. Go out right now. And they stop. Laying on of hand. Evil spirit come out. Signs and wonder happen. And not only that, when you learn from this scripture, you can see that when the laying on of hand happened, it's about impartation or transmitting at the point of contact. By faith, the anointing from heaven in you will impart into that person. And that anointing can be stored in cloth. That cloth that Paul used, the handkerchief or apron, store the anointing in his body into that cloth. You remember when the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of Jesus? The anointing in Jesus passed through the cloth, coming to her. So one of the material on earth, according to the scripture, that can store the anointing, the miracle working power, is the cloth. How we use the cloth nowadays in today's world. How? For example, if you have a relative down in Texas, in, for example, Austin, Texas, who have no choice to go, who don't know where to go, and or he is sick. I cannot fly there. He cannot fly up here. You come to the meeting, and you bring a handkerchief and say, Pastor, could you lay hand on this handkerchief? Impart the anointing in this handkerchief. I'm going to send this handkerchief to her or him, and lay that handkerchief on her and him, and get healed. That's what happened. You use handkerchief today when the person cannot come to the meeting because of being so sick or being far away in another land or another city. But if you can come to the church, don't call me up and say, Pastor, you know, this Sunday I need to sleep in. I kind of have a cold a little bit, running nose. So I think I need to miss church for a few Sundays to watch TV. Can you please send a handkerchief to me? I say, no! You come to church and get lay hand on. Come, please anoint me with oil. If you can get out of the bed, come to church to show that you're serious about it. Amen. I'm going to preach about that next time, about anointing with oil in May. Amen. So we're going to talk about anointing with oil and laying on of hand next time. But the anointing can be imparted into the life of people. Now I want to make a conclusion at the end of this teaching. There are two extremes in the laying on of hand. Number one, two extremes. Number two, there are two ways to use the laying on of hand in the church life. Two extremes. One extreme is this. People lay hand as a ritual. People lay hand as a creed, church creeds, or as just a form of godliness. There is no faith in there. There's no foundation of the word. They just do it like, okay, I lay hand on you to appoint you to be leader, and then done. And there's no faith of impartation. There's no transferring of the anointing. That is a ritual. One extreme. Another extreme is like this. Lay hand on everything. Oh, that day, I get lay hand on. And I get the gift from my pastor to become a fortune teller. To read your palm. That is another extreme. So use the laying on of hand without scriptural basis. Another extreme. Don't do that. We don't use the laying on of hand out of the scripture. We don't use the laying on of hand out of as a ritual. We believe when we lay hand in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we believe impartation happened. The blessing, the power, the healing, the signs and wonders. Amen. Do it out of faith. How are we going to practice the laying on of hand? Number one. Now, practical point. Any spirit-filled believer, any believer can lay hand on any other believer for healing, for blessing, in the name of the Lord by faith. It's the point of contact. You can lay hand on each other as a believer. Husband and wife can lay hand on each other. Pastor Da lay hand on me a lot to bless me. Sometimes I feel discouraged. She will lay hand on me and bless me to bring encouragement to me. To get faith back into me. Amen. Husband and wife can lay hand on each other. Parents can lay hand on your children and bless them. And when you pray and lay hand like that, you need to pray by faith. Believe that God has given you life. And the life of God is in store in you, not just to enjoy yourself, but to give to somebody else. Everyone say again, I have the life of God in me. I need to share the life with other people. So when you lay hand, you share the life of God with other people. Amen? That's one way to use the laying on of hand. Believer can lay hand. You can go visit the sick in the hospital. You can go visit somebody sick at home and lay hand on a non-believer who is sick. Any believer can use that laying on of hand for all these purposes. Number two. Practical point about laying on of hand. There is such a thing of we call the ministry of laying on of hand with a special anointing. These ministers or this kind of leadership in the church have a special anointing in them to impart the healing power or the fire of God upon people. They have a special anointing or special calling, ministering cure, healing, the fire or the blessing upon people. Laying on of hand is symbolic of transferring of the anointing from one person to another person. Let me share with you this, okay? Then you understand. You notice one thing that the woman with the issue of blood walked through the crowd. She lost all of her money. And when she touched the hem of Jesus by faith, and the Bible says, Jesus felt that the power went out of him. He felt it. It means that the power can be tangible. You can feel the power. And then she felt the power came on her and she suddenly healed. But Jesus was not walking alone. You need to understand that a lot of people was walking around there and touched Jesus. Many people touched Jesus. But why nothing happened to those sick people? That woman placed, listen carefully, this is important. That woman place a demand on the anointing. Everyone say, placing a demand. That woman was placing a demand. I need this anointing right now for my healing. The same thing in the meeting, church meeting. I believe that the Lord Jesus is in this room by His Spirit right now. The anointing is here. The power of God is in this room right now. I walk into the church this morning. Get out of my car, I walk in, I feel right away the presence of God. God is here. You can sit here and the rivers of God, the blessing of God is here and just around you, but you get nothing if you don't place the demand. You need to place the demand. How do you place the demand? Who want to be prayed for? I place the demand. I come with expectation that something going to happen to me today. If you just sit on a chair, really? Okay, I don't need it. I'm fine. Even the presence of God, the power of God is around, nothing going to happen to you. Like those crowd that touch Jesus, but nothing happened to them. It's a principle of contact, of hunger, of desperation, of faith, and placing the demand on the anointing. When I, as a person who ignite the power of God, lay hand on you by faith, you expect by faith, something happened. Faith moved the hand of God. I tell you, whenever I went out to be prayed for in the prayer line, I never went out without expectation. I went out with expectation. And even sometime before the hand lay on me, I already got the anointing. Because I placed the demand so strong. I shared with you already one time, Pastor Kenneth Hagin came to town and he did not walk toward me. He walked away from me. And God said, place the demand right now. I have a spiritual straw come up. Suddenly, the anointing touched me. And I got drunk in the Holy Spirit for 1 hour. And I was changed after that day. I placed a demand. That's why the Bible says, God will reward those who diligently seek Him. Can you imagine the picture of diligence? Is this the picture of diligence? Whatever will be, questela, sela. How is diligence? God, I fly there. If you tell me to stand on my head on the ground and my feet up in the air, I'm going to do it. I do anything to get the anointing, to get the healing power. If you want me to be healed, if I want to be healed so badly, I want some change in my life. I'm going to diligently seek you. And God said, I'll reward you. But if you are a casual seeker, whatever will be. I don't care what gonna do for me. You can sit here for 10 years, but get nothing. Even though the power of God is moving in this house. And that's why the teaching in the camp is so important, because it's about the honoring of God. I mean, we need to honor the presence of God. We need to honor the anointing, honor the presence of God and the anointing in the man of God. Amen. So today you learn in conclusion. Laying out of hand, bring blessing. Bring healing. Bring victory. Deliverance. Signs and wonders. Amen. Grace, faith, authority, and power to accomplish what you need to do. I need the grace of God to be a good husband to her. I need the grace of God to be a good pastor in this church. You need the grace to become a car mechanic. You need the grace to raise your children. God can impart that grace upon you. Many of you may not know that you have generation curse, that some of your ancestors got afflicted by some kind of cancer. On and on and on. For many generations, they die of cancer. You need the grace, the power to kick out that family spirit of cancer out of you. Amen. Amen. Stop from your generation so your children will not get it. Amen. Is it interesting that laying on of hand is practiced so much in my house that whenever my son struggle with something, this is a true story, he will come to me, Dad, lay hand on me. I struggle something. Sometimes he cry, he have some frustration in his, he came to me, he did not ask for a lecture. He came and put his hand like this, lay hand on me right now. I need the laying on of hand. Is that right, Da? Paul did that all the time. Paul, he came with a head. With a sticking hair, with the spiky hair. Maybe when I lay hand a little bit sharp here. With all the gel. My son learned a lot. Actually, yesterday we went to Bellevue Mall together to buy some birthday gift. And I parked the car. I walk in. This is kind of to tell you how much I'm so consumed by God. I walk in. We're done. I turned to my son because Dad was buying something. Which door we came in? I don't remember where we parked. You know what my son say? Dad, you think about God all the time to the point you forget about where you park. That's what Paul say. I say, how do you know that? It's true, because I was thinking about church, about sermon. I was thinking about God to the point that I forget about the door that I walk into the Bellevue Mall. He knows his dad very well, that I'm so consumed by the things of God. So how many people believe now in the laying on of hands? How many people believe? If you don't believe in the laying on of hand, I want to tell you the bad news. It means you don't believe in repentance. You don't believe in baptism and don't believe in God's judgment, because they're all in the same scripture in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 to 2. How many people believe in repentance? You need to believe in the laying on of hands, because it's a foundational principle of the doctrine of Christ. Now, how many people want to get that $100,000? Through the laying on of hand. But not $100,000 bank from American government, but from the heaven. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. God wants to impart good things to you. Surrender to God. Come to God like a child. God, you can do whatever you want in my life. Amen. Now we're going to place a demand on the anointing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.